The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello and welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs are back on the practice field Wednesday as head coach Andy Reid returned to the sideline. We heard from him as well as quarterback Patrick Mahomes, as well as offensive guard Trey Smith and linebacker Ben Neiman. So we'll go in that order, start things off with head coach Andy Reid, followed by Patrick Mahomes. Then we'll take a quick timeout and you'll hear from guard Trey Smith and linebacker Ben Neiman. Here's Andy Reid.
I appreciate everything you did, you know, kind of respecting the situation. I'm feeling great, first of all, and it's good to be back, and we're just getting on with business as usual here. So, but all's good, and I do respect you for what you did, and I also respect the people that tended to me during that time. They were top notch, and you know. So, with that, as far as practice today goes, Rashard Fenton is in the concussion protocol. He won't practice. He won't practice today. So we'll just see how he does here over the next few days. Everybody else will practice in some form today, and get ourselves ready to play against a good Philly team. So we know they're very talented, and we've got to put in a good week of work and make sure that we fix some of the issues that we've had over the last couple games we need to take care of. So our guys are aware of it, and we're going to work to fix that and at the same time get ready for this this good football team. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
What's the plan for Josh Gordon, and where was the need when you guys set up for you to sign him?
Yeah, so listen, I mean, Brett always keeps his eyes open for good players. Josh is a good player. I think we all know that. And he's worked hard on his situation and making sure it was right. He's been reinstated by the league, which I thought was important, an important step. and so we welcome him aboard. He'll be working on the practice squad and doing, seeing where he's at football-wise. So nothing immediate, but we'll just see where he's at and what he can do. Take it from there.
What's a reasonable expectation, time frame, for when a guy who hasn't played football in 2 years now can sort of get himself into football shape, learn what you're doing, and maybe help you out?
We'll see. I mean, he's pretty he's an honest guy. Tells you, he's easy to talk to, and so I asked him about that part. And it's going to take a while. He's probably not going to play this weekend, if that's what you want to know. So, but we'll see. Just see how it goes over the next week or two and see where he's at.
Bringing in the talent like Josh, what does that do for a receiver room? Does it raise everyone's level of play?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we've got a great receiving room, and so this is just another addition to it, and he's been such a good player, so anytime that you can add somebody like that of that quality, you try to do within reason, and that's where we're at with it. We'll just see how it goes. But I'm sure it raises everybody's awareness that he's there. They all know that he's a good player. So it's just a matter of getting back in the swing of things. And he seems like a good guy. So I don't think the chemistry will be disrupted at all.
He hasn't been able to finish the season yet because of his off-the-field things that he's had go on. What's your confidence level that what you guys can provide for him here will be a safe place for him to be able to make it all the way through a year?
Yeah, so he's had, you know, he's had a great 8 months here of taking care of business. And so, the league obviously understands that he's a good guy. He had his issues, and he's working on that. So, everybody's given, deserves an opportunity to at least try to do the right thing. So,
what about your place and things you feel like that you guys are maybe a better place for him than some others in that regard?
Well, we always sell Kansas City in general. Just it's a great place to live and great fan base and so on. So you're going to have support. As long as you're doing the right things, you have support.
And you? First, glad certainly that you're feeling better. I'm wondering if there's anything you can or I guess I should say would be willing to share about what happened after the game and just how you were feeling.
Yeah, I'd probably just skip that. I'll just leave. I'm not much on talking about all that stuff. Wish it would never happen, but it did, and I'm moving on. But I feel great. And I appreciate the doctors for taking care of me. They're phenomenal. So.
And along with what Sam said, Andy, definitely was glad to see you back and healthy. It's not lost on you how concerned people were, and I do wonder if is this a sort of episode that makes you have to examine routines at all or anything that of that nature.
Yeah, you're probably right. You go back and you look at things, but. You're asked a lot of questions, so you look at things. But I feel great right now. So, and everybody that's dealt with me is confident that it will continue that way. So, I'm good if they're good, right? They're the experts.
And you were completely at ease coming right back to work on Monday.
Well, I wish I could have gotten a couple more of these, but I'm glad I'm here. Yeah.
One
yeah, I know.
Obviously, you had a chance to win Sunday, but looking back on what you've seen the last couple of ball games, what gives you confidence in knowing that you're going to play your old Philadelphia that will help you get your 100th win?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the 100th win, but I know they're a good football team. I obviously know a lot of people there, but besides that, once it kicks off, you're playing the game, and they're well coached. Nick's done a nice job there, so. They're well coached and they've got good players, and we just got to make sure we go through the whole prep this week of getting ourselves ready. Take it day by day here and situation by situation and get ourselves right.
And Coach Bieniemy on Monday in your place. Was it a concerted effort to run the football on Sunday? I know you rushed for 186 yards. Was it what the defense gave you? Was it more a concerted effort after the time of possession stuff?
Yeah. No, I've mentioned before. If defense is going to give us an opportunity to do something, we take advantage of that. At least try to come out on the right end of it. We didn't come out. We needed to score more points, and we didn't do that. And I know the guys talked to you about turnovers. You can't turn the ball over like we did, whether it's a run game or the pass game. And we got to get better. That's the bottom line. It's right there. It's not a secret to you guys or anybody. We got to take care of that.
Andy, two questions real quick. Just what's your envisioned role for Josh Early when he does make his debut? And secondly, what are your thoughts on Willie Gay? Maybe is it possible for him to come back this week if everything goes well at practice?
Yeah, so he's making progress. We'll just see what Willie and Josh, I've kind of do the same. I haven't seen him out on the field or anything, so I want to see how all that goes.
Andy, I know you got to treat this like another game, but I can't help but imagine that a lot of memories come back, and it's a different kind of game to go back to Philadelphia. How does your experience going there 8 years ago play into your preparation for this now emotionally?
Yeah, well, no, listen, I love my time there. Great people, great organization. They were tremendous to me and my family, so all that's great. But again, we're there to play this game and to do well, and so when it's all said and done, that's where my focus and time and mind and everything else is. So,
Coach, how frustrating has the last couple of weeks been? I think we all think this team is a really good team. To see them play the way they have the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've said that, been honest with you, just that you can't turn the ball over in this league. I mean, I think we all know that. And so we've got to take care of business. Still, you know, let our personality show, but you've got to take care of the football. Bottom line, there's too much competition in this league not to do that. So, but at the same time, we do. We have good players, and we're going to get it right. I mean, we're all going to get it right, coaches and players.
Sam and Andy, there's not a lot of teams that have avoided two-game losing streaks over the past years, but it's been a while for you guys. So I'm wondering, what's the mood been like in the facility the past couple of years?
Yeah, so I think the guys are real. You know, as coaches, we're real with them. And I think this situation is very obvious on what needs to take place. And we've got to make sure we get it done. And we're all in it. We're all in it, doing it together. So.
Andy, it's probably not a great question after what Friday asked you earlier, but where are you going for a cheesesteak Saturday night?
Yeah, I'll tell you, there wasn't a cheesesteak that I didn't like there, so I'll keep it at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little concerning anytime you get to go to the hospital and do that type of stuff, but Rick Buckholter and those guys, they kept us informed. They kept kind of the leaders on the team informed. We kept everybody informed, and everything looked good. And I mean, he's back and seems totally normal now.
Maybe a bigger question about you work hard, film. Mm-hmm. The coach works like probably he's here before y'all get here, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You ever get concerned that it's maybe too much, as hard as they work on this stuff? I mean, you can't make him stop, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I. I mean, I know he loves this sport. I mean, he loves being able to coach us. And so I've always thought if you're doing stuff that makes you happy, it usually helps you live longer. So I'm pretty sure he loves doing what he does. And I'm sure Tammy will help him stay healthy as time goes on.
Patrick, you, of course, the Chiefs are bringing in Josh Gordon. Was that something that they, you know, ran by you before they brought him in? And then also, what's the mood like in the wide receiver room? Does it make them feel like – that they need to step their game up once it comes up to the main roster?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, definitely we like bringing in good football players, guys that work hard and come here and want to win football games. And so I thought it was a heck of an opportunity to bring him in here, involve him in that receiver room, and he'll have his role. I mean, he's a great football player, but I think, you know, in this offense, everybody gets a chance to make plays, and the guys love competing and love getting out there and trying to do whatever we can to win.
Yeah, definitely for you, obviously, 6'3", big receiver, fast receiver. I mean, he gives you size, something in the red zone that you may not currently have right now, on the outside. What's he bring to you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's a big receiver. He's going to be a guy that even if he's covered, he's not covered. You can kind of throw it up there. He can make plays. But I'm excited to get to work with him. From what I've talked to him a little bit here now, he seems like a great dude that wants to come in and work. And so we'll see as we get out here on the practice field how he can help us as an offense.
Do you remember much about him as a player from when he was back kind of at his prime with the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, everywhere he's been, he's kind of dominated. So, I mean, it's definitely exciting. He's someone, like I said, he's not covered when he's covered. He can make plays on one-on-one coverage. And I'm excited to have him here with us.
It's been a couple of years since you lost back-to-back games. How do you approach that just mentally? How do you handle those past couple of days?
Yeah, as I kind of sat back and thought about it, I mean, it's exciting. It's now you know you have to go. I mean, there's no kind of we're going to try to get through and try to find a way to the playoffs. Now we've put our back against the wall. So how are we going to respond? I think this is where you'll get the best out of everybody. You'll get the best out of every person in this locker room because you know that it's time to go now. Every game matters if you want to do what we want to do. And I'm excited to see how these guys respond, and myself included.
That's frustrating. Actually, to that point, you make the playoffs. I talked about on my show this week. Do you feel like right now, considering you're looking at three games out, the first place that the playoffs start for you all now to get into the playoff mood now?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of dug ourselves in a hole now. I mean, so we've lost these games that we usually don't lose until later in the season. It's my first time ever being going out, kind of getting out of September or right at the end of it and not having a winning record. And so it's about how we respond, and that becomes with every single day, how we practice. It comes with how we study the film. And then at the end of the day, it's how we play on Sundays. And so I'm excited for the challenge, and I know these guys in the locker room are excited as well.
How frustrating scenario for you getting a guy like Josh Gordon coming in mid-season. What's your kind of plan for, you know, working with him and building some chemistry, but at the same time, you know, getting everybody ready for game time?
Yeah, I mean, we get enough routes ran throughout the week where I'll be able to kind of start building that chemistry with him. And I'm sure they'll kind of incorporate him with a couple a couple roles in the offense as the season goes on and as we get him up to speed, and we'll see where that takes us. I mean, you don't really know until you get out there and do it, but I'm excited for the opportunity to do it.
How frustrating has it been with the extra attention for Tyreek, and how critical is it for you and EB to find ways to kind of break him loose with the past two games?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a good player. I mean, he's kind of seen this type of thing happen to him throughout his entire career. It's our job to find ways to get him open, find ways to get him chances to make plays. We have to do that to the best of our ability. He's such a playmaker, just finding ways to get him the ball. And then at the end of the day, other guys have to step up and make plays as well, myself included. It's frustrating in the sense that we want to get him involved as much as possible, but I think we're ready for the challenge of it, and we've done it over these last few years, so we'll find a way to do it again.
As a leader of the team, you guys the past couple years have been talking about the championship swagger. How do you guys get back to that mentally?
Yeah, it comes with how we go to work every single day. I thought we actually had a good week of practices last week. It didn't translate to the game, but it's how we're going to respond to that. I mean, how are we going to come into the building this week, knowing are we going to try to make ourselves better so that we can find a way to have success on game day? It's how we respond. I've kind of said it a lot now, but it's true. I mean, if you have that championship swagger, you don't let a loss in September affect what your mindset is, and that's getting better every single day so that you can put yourself in the best chance to make a run at the end of the season.
With all the discussion, Patrick, about receivers, how much are you wanting to get maybe Clyde more involved in the receiving and the passing game so far, and just what new looks can you guys do against opposing defenses and maybe get him the ball more in space?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll open up naturally. I mean, as we keep seeing more and more deep coverage, we're going to have to start involving that running back room. And obviously, Clyde has a special skill set when it comes to catching the football. And I think as the season goes on, you'll see him get more and more involved in the pass catching game. I thought we had a big week this last week of him running between the tackles, running tough. It wasn't those big splash runs. It was those hard-earned yards. And we're going to need that if we want to be who we want to be at the end of the season.
One of the things that Josh Gordon's never had a problem on the field. He's been great on the field, but he can't stay on the field because of what he's done off the field. He hasn't finished a season since 2012. As a leader of the team, do you have time during the year to try to help mentor someone and make sure they're doing those things right? Or do you just have to, like, you can do it, you can do it. If not, you're gone. How does that work with you guys?
I mean, I think you build relationships and kind of you build that stuff off the field with everybody. I don't want to just single him out. I mean, I think every single person I've built relationships with, these are my friends that are in this locker room. It's not just like we're coming to work and we're working together. And so I'll do the same with him. And I'm sure that receiver room will do the same with him. We'll bring him in to this family that we've built in this locker room and try to get the best out of him, also, obviously on the field, but off the field as well. And we want him to succeed in life more than just on this field. So we'll do the best we can to help him in any way possible.
Sunday's game and looked at your performance, the offensive line's performance. What did you see and how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I thought they battled. I mean, I thought they battled at the offensive line. We ran the ball well. They were able to protect against a really good defensive line. And I thought they battled to the very end. And then with myself in there, I mean, I thought I did what I was trying to do to win to the best of my ability. Obviously, I feel like I made a couple decisions here and there that kind of cost us here at the end. But I'll never go down without fighting and giving everything I have on that football field. And I'll learn from the mistakes that I made at the end of the game, and I'll respond and be better next time.
A couple more, guys. Go
ahead. Patrick, just two things related to Andy. One is it sounds like you were kept informed pretty well and didn't get too worried, but I do wonder what that first moment was like when you heard he'd been taken to the hospital or whatever the sequence was. What did you have any flash of great worry? And I got one follow-up.
Yeah, I did in a sense. You obviously are worried just in general when stuff like that happens, but they told me kind of the scenario. They told me what was going on. So they kept me kind of at ease knowing that it wasn't a real crazy situation. It was something that they had under control, that they had handled. And so whenever you get a sense like that from the people that you trust, then usually you can kind of – your emotions can kind of settle a little bit.
And just related to that, I mean, you've seen him have to bear a lot of stress, emotional stress, all sorts of things, and also in your relationship with him. You see how hard he works, and saw him with a cane this summer. Do you ever step back and feel any greater sense of concern about his broader health?
I don't, just because I'm around him so much, so I know how much fun he's having, how much he's enjoying this. I don't think he wants to be anywhere else in this world than in this building with us. So I don't have that worry. Obviously, I want him to stay healthy and be a part of this for the long run. But I know he wouldn't rather be anywhere else than here, so why not let him be here?
Sam,
ahead. From the urgency that you mentioned earlier that you feel, is that something that's sort of understood in this locker room, or do you guys have ongoing conversations about that?
I think it's kind of understood. I mean, obviously, we talk about being great every single day. We talk about trying to have the best day at practice. But we're not used to losing here. So whenever we lose a couple games, we don't like that feeling. And so we have to do whatever we can to be better because, I mean, we're going to get great games at every single team we play on this schedule. And if we want to end the season where we want to end the season, we have to be have that urgency every single day to make ourselves better.
Three games in, Patrick, any thoughts on how the offensive line has improved, how you're sort of meshing with them? Is there anything that you noticed in Sunday's game that was maybe better than the first two games or maybe something you guys need to sort of get better at?
Yeah, I think you could kind of nail it down to one little thing. I mean, if you look at Sunday's game, the way that we were communicating on the first screen that we ran, we let a linebacker come through, which could have been out the gate. And you saw we ran a screen that wasn't exactly the same, but very similar later on in the game, and they picked it up perfectly. And I think that just comes with the communication that they have. They're learning from things that they didn't do well the week before, and they're getting better the next week. And so I'm excited for this group as an offense, as offensive line, everybody as a team, as we go through these struggles together, coming out better on the other side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Now we'll hear from offensive guard Trey Smith and linebacker Ben Neiman.
From like a mental standpoint, especially just being on the same page from a scheme standpoint and from a consistency factor, you know, just being the same player I am even when I'm at my most dominant, and getting rid of the negative plays.
You've had a chance to go up against some of your teammates, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. How has that helped you with the last three, with your first three games that you've gone up against with Bosa and Osgood and some of those other players?
Yeah, I mean, it's priceless. I can't really put a dollar amount on it because, Chris is such an elite talent. Faced with that task in camp, walking in here, understanding what type of player he was coming to this organization and having to go against it every day, it really preps you. It really teaches you that, some of the habits that you've built won't work against elite talent. And, it sort of makes you have to go back and reinforce different coaching techniques like Coach Heck gives you and refine those and get a lot better at it.
What have you noticed about the intensity, right? I mean, the non-con games or something like that when you're in college, now it's like it's on right from the get-go. What's it been like, you're getting a few games in, just that feel of the whole thing, 60 minutes?
Yep. Yeah, as y'all know, I'm a big SEC guy. One big thing that I was really grateful for playing there was that, every week you usually have an opponent you have to face that's a guy. The difference in the league is that, you look on the field, everybody's a guy. Everyone's an elite talent. That's why they're out there. That's why they're playing. They're skilled, specialized players. So, just bringing it every week and having that mentality to go to work every week. Coach Heck, Coach Matei, a lot of the veterans and offensive line, they do a great job prepping us every week. And, we have a serious task that we face every week. We want to keep Patrick clean. We want to be successful as offense.
What do you kind of feel like maybe you've learned the most about over the last 3 weeks?
Yeah. there's so much, man, just like trying to put it all together, just like being organized, not only on the field but in life. There's a lot of stuff coming at you. Just making sure you're prepared from that standpoint. And, I would just say, touching on the consistency standpoint, you got to bring it every week in the game, but you got to bring it every day in practice. And that's something I got to do a better job of. I went from literally not practicing, and now I'm practicing every day. So bringing that in a high level, that's something I've had to learn to transition and do.
Trey, kind of speaking from the offensive line standpoint, what do you think worked in the run game, this past weekend that allowed you guys to kind of break through there?
Yeah, Coach Heck, Coach Matei, Coach EB, and offensive staff, they had a great game plan called. You know, we just had to go out there and execute it, you know, with the right physical mentality of just finishing people and being the most physical, you know, group on the field. You know, just having that mentality, you know, I'm going to finish you every play. I'm going to do my job every play. I'm going to finish between my guy and the ball carrier. So,
is that a point of emphasis for the entire line, just kind of, in a sense, just being as mean as you guys could, and intense as you guys could possibly be?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something Coach Heck teaches us every week. You know, finish is something that we've all done well, but we can take it to another level. There's more we can do. There's more we can help this team. You know, we're going to find a solution. We're going to work and get it.
I'm just wondering, when you rewatch yourself and knowing that you've never played with a quarterback quite like Patrick before, what you've learned about yourself when he extends plays or scrambles out of the pocket that obviously you may have never experienced before in a game like
setting? Playing with him has been awesome, man. And I think the biggest thing that you highlighted there was, you know, finish. You know, like you said, he's a great play extender. He's a great playmaker. And, you know, when you have a guy like that, it inspires you to work harder, to keep going harder. And, you know, for me, I know that's something I need to do better. You know, he's going to extend the play. I need to keep driving, sustaining my linemen, keep him off pack, keep him clean, because we're going to score with that type of player.
Trey, you talked about having a lot, you know, going on first season. A lot of guys, little rookies, when it comes to the league, they seem to have to want to take a day for themselves sometimes. Is that, do you feel like that, to just have a, try to have a mental break?
not really. In the season, there's no days off. Right. You know, even on like Mondays, you know, I'm in here getting treatment, trying to do anything I can do to recover my body. In terms of like, I guess like a mental breather, as you said, probably just like playing video games sometimes at night. You know, just talking to my friends from college, high school, catching back with them. You know. Hashing up with my dad, you know, talking to my sister. That's sort of my mental breaks, but there are no breaks during the season.
Hey, Trey, what was it like for you just tracking Andy's return to health, and how worried were you when you first heard? Just curious how that felt in the locker room or whenever you started hearing.
Yeah, Coach Reed's back, and, you know, I'm so excited for him to be back. You know, it's a true blessing to be around a man like that, you know, a great leader. You know, we're really excited. He loves the game, man. He loves the game. And, you know, when you have a passionate coach like that, you know, it bleeds over to the players, so just super excited to have him back. You know, awesome to go work with him every day.
What was your level of worry, or when you first heard he was getting taken to the hospital?
Yeah, I was just so happy to have him back. You know, yeah. Just being able to play for Coach again. You know, I'm just really excited to go back to work in the field with him here pretty soon.
Hey, Tennessee, Missouri this weekend. Any memories of that battle?
Got some dark ones and some good ones, man. My first matchup against the Tigers, we lost like 56-14. Next year, I believe we lost again. Then the next 2 years, we beat on them pretty good. So I always make sure I give Nick Bolton a little reminder around this week. So, but nah, it was a great matchup every week going against them.
Trey, looking at the Eagles, what kind of challenge are their defensive linemen, typically guys like Cox and Hargrave?
Yeah, it's a tremendous challenge. We're facing a very seasoned front, great players up front. You know, it's just going to be a good task and a good challenge. You know, working with Coach Matei, Coach Heck, they'll have us prepared for it. And, you know, it's just another testament to the NFL, how deep and talented everywhere across this league is. You know, they're great talent up front, you know, so it's going to be a great challenge.
How do you guys, you got two rookies, you're playing next to a rookie, you're playing between two rookies. Do you guys talk, do you guys back each other up in games and on the sideline and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sort of going back to, again, Coach Heck, Coach Matei do a great job prepping us up. You know, just gelling as a group, you know, we haven't played together before. So just coming together, the more reps we get, the better we get.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You know, it's just playing better assignment football, I think, and everybody just doing their job better. It's not a, you know, a scheme issue or anything like that. We just got to execute at the end of the day. And like you said, you know, we were able to come up with a stop. And, you know, that's a step in the right direction. Now it's got to be more consistent and, you know, a game-by-game thing we keep improving on, and we're working on it every week at practice. So.
Hitch mentioned after the game that he felt like they had kind of late subbed, and there was a spot where you guys couldn't get a call out. And you think some of those things are happening that lead to some of the confusion? Because Spags mentioned it too, he's trying to get a call in. It was just some confusion down there on the second touchdown, I think.
Yeah, it was. You know, when offense subs, we sub, they try to go quick and catch us in between personnel groups and, you know, use that tempo to their advantage. And that's kind of, you know, something that happened. We got to adjust, be ready to kind of make calls on the fly. And at the end of the day, when they snap the ball, we got to be ready to go. So
3 weeks in, Ben, how much are you guys talking amongst yourselves about being ready for fourth downs to face more opponents, maybe going for being more aggressive on fourth down calls?
Yeah, we got to win fourth down, obviously, especially the long ones. You know, every week we, you know, go through and kind of have an emphasis on what calls we're going to make, what they like to do, and that type of thing. So it's definitely talked about. We just got to, you know, execute, get off the field. So.
Can you talk about Jalen Hurts, another run, a guy who can run a little different, probably not as athletic as Lamar Jackson, but he'll run over you too.
Yeah, you know, he's an athletic quarterback. You know, Lamar's speed is kind of in a tier of its own, but he could definitely run it. You know, we're going to have to be assignment sound and be ready to execute, you know, on that zone read football. So.
I know you wanted the Neiman Bowl to go a little bit differently, but what was it like? What was it like being on the field with your brother, but on opposite sidelines?
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, in college I had the opportunity to play against my dad, which was a pretty weird, interesting deal too. But, you know, he and I obviously, you know, from the time we were young, grew up, you know, playing football in the backyard, playing peewee youth football together. So kind of just to make the jump, I played with him in college as well at Iowa for 2 years. So it was really special and, you know, awesome to get to share the field with him. So.
And how close do you feel like you guys are as a defense to getting back to consistent performance?
You know, I think we're going in the right direction. We know we got the guys in the room to do it, coaches and players included. We have done it. You know, we just have to keep getting better, working our execution and, you know, take those steps and, you know, perform on Sunday. So I think we're on the right track.
How much of what you guys have experienced in our early season long, guys getting used to new scheme versus just maybe execution from veteran guys?
Yeah, you know, anytime there's issues, it's probably a mix and match of a couple different things. It's not like you can necessarily point it and say this is the only thing that, you know, this is the only problem there is. So we just got to get better in a couple areas and come to work every day, meeting room, practice field, and then just keep going. So.
Anything else?
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate it.